800-329-2121.
Terry Boyd's World. Starring Terry Boyd.
Blue sticks and safety scissors.
And Jeets.
I don't even remember what we talked about the last break.
Terry Boyd's World. Mornings. 92.3 KGON.
So comedian Kathy Griffin is coming to town. She's on the My Life on the PTSD List tour. She's going to be at the Newmark Theater on the 28th, so next Friday. Kathy, to be honest, your life is the PTSD List.
Now, look, I have a laundry list of things that I'm going to make fun of. I make fun of myself first and foremost, but I call the show My Life on the PTSD List because of my Emmy award-winning show, My Life on the D-List, now showing on Peacock. But I also believe as a nation, we're going through a bit of a collective PTSD together, so we might as well laugh about it while we can.
You know, Kathy, this is Gene's, Terry's co-host. You recently had to deal with removing a lung or half a lung due to lung cancer, but you don't even smoke. I mean, like, what? Getting that diagnosis, like, that had to have just been out of nowhere, right?
It was out of nowhere. I've never had a cigarette in my life. I don't smoke pot. And I was shocked when they said, you have cancer. And by the way, when they told me on the phone, and the doctor was so cavalier about it. He was like, and your results came back, and he kind of mentioned a couple of things I didn't understand. And he's like, so yeah, anyway, it's cancer. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So they took out half my left lung, and I'm a one-and-a-half lunged wonder, and I don't appreciate how you're flaunting your two lungs in my face right now.
Well, I have questions, Kathy, and you may be offended. By the way, we're talking with Kathy Griffin. She's going to be at the Newmark Theater on the 28th. With only one and a half lungs, have you noticed your ability to blow up balloons has dwindled, or are you still on par?
Well, first of all, that's my day job. So stand up is kind of my hobby. So I'm a professional blower. And so luckily, all of my blowing has been excellent. I've had no complaints from any of the balloons. Did you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And it is a struggle, but I will blow.
You and I are connecting. I like the way you could read through that.
Me and her are not connecting because I like how she just assumes I have both my lungs.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't have done that. You could be down to seventh, eighth of a lung at this point. I have no idea.
Unbelievable. You guys are lungist. Now, I'll tell you why Jeets.
I donated my lung to the underprivileged children in Africa who don't have lungs.
Unfortunately, he mailed it.
It's about time.
So, Kathy, let me ask you this question. You might notice a bit of ire in Jeets' voice. And I will tell you why you're hearing the ire. Jeets probably doesn't even know this about you, but you are, in fact, a Guinness Book of World Record holder. You have a record for the most network specials, 16 on the Bravo network. Now, you don't know this about Jeets.
Hold on. It's the most stand-up specials ever by a male or female, living or dead, and it's 21 specials.
Oh, see, you got to update.
21?
Yeah, that's it's
crazy.
It's crazy. Now,
I mean, that's impressive. That, right? But I feel like Dave Chappelle's doing a new Netflix special every other week. I figured he'd have hit 21 by now.
He's not even close to me. He is not even close to me, and he knows it, and I tell him every time I see him.
Now, this is why Jeets is upset. We spent the entire summer trying to get him into the Guinness Book of World Records, and I'm telling you, some of these were the dumbest, easiest things ever, and he could not break any of those records.
I gotta work on my stand-up routine, it sounds like.
Oh, you have to really work the Guinness people, and they come over from England, and they take it very seriously, and I had to be presented with the award in the middle of one of my tapings. By the way, there go my psychotic dogs, who are completely trained service animals, and they're trained in being really badly behaved. Anyway, the Guinness people finally came around, and I still hold the record, but I'm sure Dave will get in for a coterie of things.
Hey, Kathy, one thing I want to ask you, obviously, you've been all over television your career, right? Like, you've hosted award shows. You know, we talked about the stand-up. You are, you know, you're on Suddenly Susan, Seinfeld, Law & Order.
My Life on the D-List, 2 Emmys, a Grammy for Best Comedy Album, all over the place my whole career.
Right.
And then I took a photo of the current president thinking, oh, he'll certainly never be elected again. This is totally fine to do. And of his decapitated head, which was a Halloween mask with ketchup on it. But the point is, you get the message. He got the message loud and clear. And then I didn't work for 6.5 years. So I am very excited to be at the Newmark on the 28th and be telling my offensive material to the innocent people of Portland.
But Kathy, I want to ask, you've been on all these television shows. The one that I just imagine had to be the most fun was your appearances on Curb Your Enthusiasm. How much?
Oh, yeah.
How much fun was that? Because I'm a giant fan of the show, and I hear they, Larry David gives you all kinds of long rope to go bananas on there.
Oh, it's fantastic. So I met him when I did an episode of Seinfeld when I was totally unknown before I came. I became a humble legend. I'm just a down-to-earth icon. I can't apologize.
Yeah, you're going to set a Guinness World Record for being so humble.
The most humble icon I've ever met, frankly. Anyway, so I did an episode of Seinfeld. Then in my first HBO, which is now Max, my first HBO special, I did a story where I was trashing Jerry because I thought he was a jerk when I met him. Then it turns out that they wrote a second episode that I could be in, Seinfeld, where I was playing a woman who was a comedian who made her living making fun of celebrities. I don't know how they got that idea. And so I became friends with Larry. And sure enough, we were hanging out and he was like, you know, I'm thinking of going back to stand up. And then he was, you know, hanging out and going to the alternative scene because he's not like a traditional, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld, like stands in front of a red curtain and tells kind of traditional style setup punchline jokes. You know, Larry's Larry. He is a character.
Right.
And so I was in episode number one of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was such an honor. So you show up to the set. He kind of tells you what the scene is vaguely about. Then you spitball with the other actors. He says, okay, I like this, keep it in. Okay, I don't like this, take it out. And you play around with it. And then by the time the cameras roll, you pretty much know what everybody's going to say. There's a little wiggle room, but once the cameras are rolling, it's been kind of worked out. But it's actually a really exciting process because he's so brilliant and he's so good at, like, running that show.
Hey, Kathy, before we let you go, and by the way, we're talking to Kathy Griffin. She's going to be at the Newmark Theater on the 28th. Back on a triumphant return after 6.5 years banned from show business. And it's her life on the PTSD list. I don't know if this is real because you are the single greatest stir in all of entertainment.
You're welcome, America.
This thing with Harry Hamlin that you broke out this morning, is this a real thing or is this... share with everybody what you did.
I love that you think I make up this stuff as if these celebrities aren't crazy enough where all I have to do is tell you what happened at a dinner party, which, by the way, is pretty much my act. And so I love Lisa Rinna. I've known Lisa for years. She's such a hardworking girl. She's funny. She has a great sense of humor about herself. I love Harry. He went to Yale. He's brilliant. He's a very quiet guy, but, you know, you get him talking and he can talk about anything. And so I have these dinner parties where I make everyone put their phones away. They can't even bring their phones to the table. I'm very strict. I make people ask my permission to even use the bathroom. I'm very, very strict at my dinner parties. And yet, for some reason, people attend them. And so, you know, Lisa's over, and I have a different mix of people. It's not all showbiz people. And some of them knew who Lisa was, and some of them didn't. And the topic came up, of course, of that season where she just, without even a thought, just takes a glass and just shattered it. Like she's going to cut the throat of this other girl on the show. And I can't help it. I think that stuff is funny. Like, the Lisa Rinna, who's so sweet, would be so furious that she would take, at her own peril, by the way, a glass and just boom, and like go for this girl's jugular. And I go, Lisa, what was the rumor about Harry? And Harry's sitting right next to her. And I'm looking going, I've known Harry for years. Was the rumor that he was gay? Okay, was it that he was having an affair? Was he having an affair with someone on the show? I'm thinking of all the things that would piss off Lisa that much. So then she doesn't want to say it. I go, okay, Harry, you're the one. This woman fought for you. She literally fought for you. What was the rumor? And he's so soft-spoken. He takes a pause. And then, I'm not going to say the word, so you don't have to bleep me. But he goes, they said I effed a dog. and it just sits there because nobody at the table can even believe it. And I think he's going to say, no, I'm just kidding. Here's what the real rumor is. And I went, what? And he's like, they said I effed a dog. And I'm like, a dog? Like the four dogs that I have running around? And I just thought it was the funniest thing. So, of course, I had to reveal it in an interview because all these years, I was thinking, let's just say a different direction. And so then I just reacted as a comedian and I said, well, who hasn't, Harry? And then, you know, we laughed. But I just still think it's so funny that anyone would believe that. And that Lisa would just take glass and just shatter it and threaten somebody with it. I loved it.
We are thankful that you live the life that you do, Kathy, because it is highly entertaining.
That's a party, fellas.
That is.
That is a party.
Well, Kathy, it's been a pleasure getting to hang out with you. Kathy's going to be at the Newmark Theater on the 28th. My Life on the PTSD list. This is the tame version of it. Trust me, when you go see her, you will get full throttle, everything coming your way. The dog story will seem tame.
I like that while we told that story, my actual dogs were barking. So I don't know if Harry Hamlin has just arrived. I'm going to check my security cams. But it's all good fun.
It's out front with flowers and dog treats.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
92.3 KGON and KGON HD1 Portland.